This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, should pastors give advice to parishioners who are also jurors? But first, most people still turn to TV, newspapers, and radio for their election news. But now, more than ever, Americans are turning to the Internet. According to one study, 13% now say they get most of their election news online, much more so than during the last election. But they're not getting the full story, according to the Project for Excellence in Journalism. That group looked at 8 top websites and found some glaring omissions. Tom Rosensteel, director for the Project for Excellence in Journalism, joins me now. Hi, Tom.
Hi.
So, which sites did you look at?
Well, if I can remember them all, it was AOL, ABC, CNN, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Yahoo, The National Review Online, Salon, and if I've counted up to 10, that's all of them.
And USA Today.
And USA Today, yes.
And what was lacking at these sites?
What we found was that these sites have more stuff of their own. But what is now lacking that was there 4 years ago is access to the rest of the Internet and to the rest of the world. These are more enclosed spaces now than they used to be. There are fewer interactive links where you can voice an opinion or talk to someone. There are fewer external links. There's fewer opportunities to listen or hear the candidates for yourself.
And you also note that most of the stories are about politics of the primaries, i.e. the horse race stories. But that's also true with the regular media. The daily news that you hear these days is primarily concerned with the horse race, here on NPR included. Mm-hmm. So aren't websites just a mirror of what people can find in the regular media?
The stories are, but the other features that the websites have offer an advantage here. So if I wanted to check out John Edwards, let's say, because he suddenly won something and I, you know, might want to vote for him now. But I sure didn't read that really long profile in the New York Times that came out 3 months ago. If I click on John Edwards' bio, I can get a thumbnail sketch, and lo and behold, there's that big honk profile that was so long that I, you know, lined my birdcage with it a couple months ago. But now I want to read it.
So that's good.
That's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing. And there's a lot more of that. If I wanted to find out what the candidate's position on the issues are, I can do that now at most of these websites. At 7 out of the 10 websites we looked at, there's a thumbnail sketch of where the candidates are in the issues. And there's even a way to sort of compare and contrast different candidates the way you can on some of these consumer sites. If you want to buy a refrigerator and you can click on two of them and do side-by-side comparisons, I can do that with these human beings now who want to be president.
So if you could pick one website, let's say I have a few minutes and I need to go to the best political website, which one would it be?
Well, it depends on what you want. If you want something that is not going to overwhelm you, then CNN's, it averages 11 stories on the site. It's easy to navigate. You won't be daunted. If you want to go deep, however, go to thewashingtonpost.com where you get 37 stories on average and you can click on video and audio and all kinds of things. However, you can't get anywhere else from the Washington Post. If you want to have something that has more access to places and is fairly complete, the New York Times. If you want a real insider's look, ABC News is built entirely around one feature, pretty much, and that's their thing called The Note, which is a kind of insider's blog, but from a very large mainstream news organization.
Now, I suspect that these websites are used primarily by people like me, journalists.
You'd be surprised. They are getting heavy traffic, particularly if you want to find out, you know, who's winning or what's the latest poll. You can't get that from going on the Howard Dean site because that site is there to help Howard Dean. But it's also frustrating because if I want to find out what the latest polls are on the night before the New Hampshire primary, if I go to the MSNBC site, all they're giving me is their poll. There was no place where you could get all of everyone's polls in one place in a timely manner. That's a little different than what we saw 4 years ago. It's a little different, really, than the promise of the web as a place where citizens can become proactive and can be prosumers, both consumers and producers, and create their own journalism. If I go to most of these sites, I'm sticking with the journalism from that particular company to a greater degree than I did 4 years ago when the sites in a lot of ways were a little less built up.
Tom Rosensteel is director of the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.